if you have a question about travel, deals, whatever you want, you can get through right now at WGN by dialing 312-981-7200. How are you this morning, Peter?
I'm great. Nice to talk to you.
Great to talk to you again. So, is there a travel deal right now? I mean, it's the end of summer. Usually we get some really amazing deals on flights in the fall, right?
Yes, and that will happen again this year because kids are going back to school. People are presumably starting to go back to their offices. So look at deals after September 10th. That's when we're going to start to see the needle start to move.
And I guess it's required that we do more work now. You can't just jump on a plane and head somewhere, whether it's, you know, in the States or certainly internationally, if you haven't done some research. I read last week that there are airlines that have now banned fabric face masks. They want you to have the KN95 or something else, and that varies from airline to airline, right?
It does, and it varies also from country to country. At the same time, take a look at this. The Minister of Transport of Canada last week ruled that you can't even get on an airplane unless you can show proof of vaccination. So it's not just being tested. It's not just being vaccinated. You have to show proof to get on a plane now.
Interesting. So I also have a question about gaming the system, because I use online travel sites to order most of my trips or my travel. I'll be honest, I haven't traveled in quite a bit, and I consider myself a traveler. But I notice, like, if I was to go to Expedia or Travelocity or any of those, when I go back to look at it again, the price has gone up. Is that my imagination,
yes.
or are they following
no.
me?
No, that is not your imagination. In fact, the biggest mistake most people make is that they only go online to make their reservations. You should go online to research first, because we're living in the world of big data and artificial intelligence. And what happens is, I searched a fare, to give you an example, from New York to Des Moines, Iowa, just to prove the point, for March. This is back in last November. For March at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. And I got a fare of $228 round trip from LaGuardia. I went back 4 hours later. It was $278.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody can tell me that in November of last year, there were 50,000 demented people who were crazed to go to Des Moines at 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, on a Wednesday in March. The reason why the fare went up is because they knew I was interested. So here's what you need to do. If you want to go research a fare, and we all do that online, when you go back to buy it, either clean out your cookies or use another computer.
Oh, clean out your cookies. Because, yeah, usually I borrow my husband's phone or I tell my kid to give me his computer for a minute, and that's what I do, because it is the way the system works.
It is, but there's one more part of the plan here, and that is, whatever happened to the telephone, call a travel agent. Call the airline directly. I'll tell you why. Not because you're always going to book it with them, but what they're seeing on their computer screen is a whole lot different than you're seeing on yours in terms of the inventory they have. So if you really want to be a great comparison shopper, go back to the future, pick up the phone, talk to a human being. You might be surprised.
We're doing a trip for a bunch of birthdays, hoping to go to Mexico in February. And we did get a travel agent. But there was something in me like, well, maybe I could still get a better deal if I go online. Simply because I guess that's how I've booked all my travel for the past 5 or 10 years. So
I understand that. But remember this. The one thing that the travel agents have, in most cases, is they have preferred supplier relationships with the travel providers, which means in many cases what shows up on your screen is sold out isn't sold out, or what shows up on your screen is only a double bed shows up on their screen as a king-size bed. So, look, you lose nothing by having that conversation.
A question from 773 for you, Peter. Booked on a Disney cruise that was changed from 7 nights to 4 and eliminated ports except for their private island, giving people who still take the cruise 25% off future cruises and $400 onboard credit, but nothing to people who chose to switch days except for a full refund. I don't know if they're just making a statement or they want you to answer, you know, to comment on that.
Well, I will comment on that. In everybody's cruise contract, there's a provision from the cruise line that allows them to switch ports at will. Now, in a situation where they're changing the itinerary that radically, that explains why they gave them the credit and gave them a 25% off on a future cruise. Look, it's always going to be your choice. Anytime an airline or a cruise line changes the itinerary, you have the right to basically say, in your interpretation, they've canceled the cruise or they've canceled the flight. And when it comes to a flight, you're entitled to a full refund back to the original form of credit, even if you only bought a so-called non-refundable ticket. So keep in mind, you have more rights than you thought you had.
Peter Greenberg is on the phone with us. He's America's most recognized, honored, and respected frontline travel news journalist. And you can hear him this Saturday from 5 to 8 on WGN. Eye on Travel airs here. So, Peter, you're on a train today. You feel good about train travel? I would imagine you're requested or required to wear a mask on a train as well, right?
Yes, the same rules apply that apply to any form of public transportation. I'm actually speaking to you this morning from Glenwood Springs, Colorado, where the Rocky Mountaineers stopped en route between Denver and Moab, Utah. We're actually going from the Rockies to the Red Rocks, and it's a beautiful train trip. If you've not done it, you should. But yet again, whether you're on Amtrak or American Airlines, you're going to have to wear the mask.
There's a headline that's in front of me right now. It says, as the Delta variant spreads, the best travel advice is having a Plan B vacation. Is that something you suggest?
I do. Look, people are very reluctant now, I understand it, to book. But the good news is, remember, every U.S. airline has gotten rid of those draconian ticket change fees. So you can, with confidence, roll the dice, make a reservation. And if you have to cancel it, you're not going to lose your money.
We got a text from 847. They said, we, a family of five adults, are traveling to Kauai in October. And we're all vaccinated and we'll get COVID tests within 72 hours of leaving. We want to make sure there will not be a requirement for a COVID test when we land. We would cancel the trip if there's any chance that one of us could be isolated from the others. And is there a COVID test requirement to fly back to Chicago?
There is no COVID test required to fly back to Chicago. However, the rules are changing all the time in Hawaii. And there is a movement afoot right now to do an additional test once you land, based on the island that you're going to. Now, nothing's happened yet, but that doesn't mean it won't. So the bottom line is, if they want to cancel, then they should, because there's a really good chance that test requirement is going to come back into place.
And are the trips that people are booking now for 2022, I mean, let's face it, most people in Chicago like to get out of town come February so that we can, you know, make it through to better weather. Are those going up in price right now? Is it the later you book, the higher the price? Are there any deals that will be available?
Yes, there are. You know, the traditional approach of looking 333 days out is still available. If you want to book something, go ahead and do it now. Remember, unless it's the day before Thanksgiving or the week before Christmas, you're going to see some deals. And you're going to see them at least for the next month. After that, all bets are off.
It seems like you used to be able to go to Mexico for about $800, $900, $1,000, possibly $1,200 for a week. And everything I'm seeing now is well over $2,000, inching in on $2,500 per person for the week. Is that the way it's going to stay?
It will for the moment, because Mexico during the pandemic proved itself to be the hugest popular destination because it was so close and the borders were open, at least if you flew over. The other alternative right now, and I'm not kidding, is look at Europe. Right now, every country in Europe and the European Union, plus the United Kingdom, is open to vaccinated Americans. And after September 10th, by the way, September is the magic month for travel, you're going to get a great deal if you want to go to Europe.
And for people that are going to tune in to hear you this Saturday from 5 to 8, what are you, give us a tease. What are you going to talk about? Why should people tune in?
Well, they should tune in because of the conversation you and I just had, because travel is news, and it's changing all the time. Bottom line is, though, it's becoming a buyer's market again. We will talk about those deals, but most importantly, we're going to talk about the process of travel, the craziness in terms of transparent pricing, hotels charging resort fees when they have no reason to do so, many of them not even disclosing it, airlines, of course, changing their schedules radically, and you need to know what's going on with that as well. And look, it never gets boring, I can promise you.
He's a multiple Emmy-winning investigative reporter and producer. It is Peter Greenberg. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Anytime.
And safe travels.